Coming up next, I'm going to share the party game that's going to accelerate your professional connections. College enrollment is down big time. I'll tell you why and what it means. Of course, we're going to take your calls. And a little bit later, I'm going to show you what this t-shirt says. You're going to love it. All right, folks, welcome to the Ken Coleman Show. We're helping you win at work and in life because here's what I know. If work sucks or it's boring, you're going to end up taking that stuff home with you. And I can also tell you that if things are on fire in your marriage or your parenting or your physical health, you're going to bring that stuff to work. And I can also tell you that as a human being, you were created to contribute in your relational life and in your professional life. Work is more than a paycheck. There is purpose in your work. That's the title of my brand new best-selling book, which unveils the seven stages. Is it possible to make a great income and make a great impact in your work? The answer is absolutely yes, but you've not been taught that by society. And so we're going to help you through the seven stages to get there. And it is a free phone call if you want to jump in and get counseled, coached, and cheered on. That's my role. So if you're new to the program, welcome. If you're watching live just after 1 o'clock Eastern time, welcome, welcome. You can join in on the chat room, or in the chat room rather, and I look at it from time to time. I engage with the chat room as well. Give us a thumbs up if you're watching live or later. Subscribe and share all of those links right below the video window. Also, because it's Friday, I forgot to mention in my tease, I got so excited about my t-shirt, I threw that in there. For our bonus footage for our viewers, we got our work fails, where people fail miserably at work and we make fun of them and we show you. It's a lot of fun. So it's always good to laugh at folks that, well, they're just laughable. So that's going to be fun as well. But let's dive in. So what is this cocktail party game that can absolutely revolutionize your connections, which will lead to opportunities? Show me a person who says, Ken, I just can't catch a break. I just can't get an opportunity. I'm going to show you a person who is not connecting well. It's just that simple. You aren't doing it the right way. And ultimately, you take on a mental and emotional and actual physical posture of just sitting around waiting for somebody to show up and go, hi, Ken, today is your lucky day. I've got breaking news for you. Nobody. Well, with the exception of me. Joe, I realize I've been saying this for almost a decade. Nobody's sitting around thinking about how they can help you, which is true. And then I realized I put that out on social media recently and a couple people went, well, you are. So that's fair. That's my gig. Aside from me, nobody woke up today thinking about how they can help you get where you want to go. You have to be the driver of that. So what is this cocktail party game? 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. Now, we've got people that are in their 30s and 40s, that probably 50s, that know what that is. A lot of your 20s have no idea what it means. Will Smith, one of our designers, just walked past the glass. Do you know what 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon is? Have you heard of this party game? Okay, very good. But you're in your 30s. Yeah, all right, very good. You can keep walking. Poor guy's just walking. He's minding his own business, walking through the lobby of Ramsey Solutions, and I have ADHD. And it is on full tilt right now. Okay. I'm hyper-focused, but I can notice anything at any time. So 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. For those of you who don't know what it is, here's the concept. And I'm going to land the plane. All right. Some of you are going, has Ken taken his medication today? Feels like the show's about to go off the rails. Here's what 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon is. It's where the participants, the players, they challenge each other by choosing two actors. And then you have to connect those actors through films they've been in, other actors they've acted with, to Kevin Bacon. And so you have six people, if you will. So if I threw out Denzel Washington and Tom Hanks or whatever. And so then you think through that and you go, okay, well, Tom Hanks acted, you know, and I can't do it right now on the spot because I don't know. But you all can have fun with it. All right. So the idea is it's just a fun little game where they are thinking through the professional connections of these actors, and the idea is to tie it back to just one random guy named Kevin Bacon. Well, the basic concept of the game is you can, within six, easily connect any actor to Kevin Bacon. All right, now, here's my point in sharing that fun game. Who's your Kevin Bacon? Think about it right now. Who's your Kevin Bacon? Who's a hiring manager? An expert? Somebody who can tip the scales in your favor? And I think you got to simplify this. I want to interview for this position at this company. Who is Kevin Bacon? How can I get to him? Same concept. Now, I don't know if you can get to him in 6 degrees, but it doesn't matter if it's 16 or 60. And some of you are going, Ken, this is like, I don't know, man. I appreciate it. But really, I was 32 when I decided to switch gears and go into broadcasting media. And it is a very competitive sport. Ultra political. Very hard to get in. Even harder to go up. So don't play cynical Sally with me. Don't play cynical Sam with me. Equal opportunity offender there, Joe. I got to make sure I offend both men and women. Don't do it, because I've done it. I had zero connections in broadcasting, I thought. Turns out I had way more than I realized. Turns out I had plenty. So who's your Kevin Bacon? You start with, you want to get to this person, you start with the people that you know well. You start with people that you know, acquaintances. Then you start going, well, who do they know? Folks, this is not rocket science. I, after all, am the one teaching it. You're looking at a guy who dropped college algebra 6 times. The only thing I know how to do in chemistry is spell the word. I'm not the smartest guy at all. But I understand one undeniable truth. In any area of your life, when you want to go from here, where you are, to somewhere else, people. Connections to people. They are the keys that unlock opportunities. They are the keys to progress. People. And you can be an extreme introvert and do this too. I'm already thinking about you introverts out there that are going, I'm not talking about networking. Networking is gross. It's like speed dating on steroids, right? I'm not talking about slapping that stupid name tag on and walking around the room trying to be relevant and just feel like a piece of meat. You know what I mean? When people realize, oh, you can't help me, and then they start looking over your shoulder, I want to throw up right now in my mouth. I'm not going to do it. It'd be very entertaining, by the way, but I'm not going to do it. Come on, introverts. I'm talking to you. I know I'm an extreme extrovert. I get it. But I hate that crap too. I'm not talking about speed networking and dropping your card on everybody that'll listen, anybody that's got a pulse. I'm talking about strategic. Who do I know that can connect me to that company, to somebody in that company? Who do I know? It's a one-to-one connection, one-to-one communication. You introverts excel at it, quite frankly. You're better at it than extroverts. So there you go. Hey, coming up later in the show, we got a job tip of the day. I'm going to reveal what's on this awesome t-shirt. We got Friday fails for you viewers. And of course, we're going to take your calls. Don't move. We're coming right back in 30 seconds. Listen, folks, we talk a lot on the show about making your next career move and taking the next step toward meaningful work. But I know it can be pretty hard to think about taking a step forward when you're stressed out about money in the here and now. Ramsey Plus will show you how to budget every single dollar of your income so you can use it to its full potential, plus so much more. And here's the best part. Right now, you can try Ramsey Plus for 30 days completely free. If you're in and you want to start Ramsey Plus for free, text Ken Plus to 33789. All right, folks, welcome back to the show. Thrilled to have you with us as we help you win at work and at life. Real quick little tip that's real time. For those of you that are going to be doing a public presentation, maybe today, maybe next week, maybe you're trying to be a speaker, or you want to do a podcast, or you're going to be a guest. Little public tip. try to avoid nuts at all costs right before you go speak. I did a handful of shelled pistachios right before I came in. I make this mistake all the time. I'm live right now, and I got a little pistachio fragment right here. I can feel it. And I feel like at any given time, I'm going to be in the middle of a call coaching somebody, and here it goes. Why do I do this to myself, Joe? Have I not talked about this ad nauseum?
Yes, you have.
Here's the reality, folks. I need a little shot of protein before I come on the air because I don't eat. I don't eat before I broadcast because who wants to hear me burp in the mic? All right, so that's why I don't do it. But I got a little pistachio right here, and I'm a little nervous about it. So I digress. Here we go. Let's get to the phones. Kirtland, Washington. Dwayne joins us there. Dwayne, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet, Dwayne. What's going on?
Oh, well, recently I was told by my manager that a promotion wasn't possible in my current position and beyond. My family has recently become a one-income family. My wife is staying home with our five-month-old. Mm-hmm. And I'm not exactly sure where to go from here. There's some other details surrounding that, but I don't know whether to look or try harder to get promoted and things like that.
So he just told you you're not going to be promoted.
Yes. Yeah.
So the answer is not try harder.
Yeah.
I'm just curious before I unleash on this what I think is a horrible leader. I don't know if he's horrible yet. Why did he tell you that you'll never be promoted? What's the reason?
It's kind of a complicated situation because I'm a vendor. I work for a large cell phone company, and so I'm a contracted employee. And the company I technically work for, the cell phone company, they don't hire quality assurance testers, or they don't like to convert quality assurance testers. And so he was real frank with me. I really trust my manager. I think he's great. But he basically says it's a political thing. The organization doesn't like to open spots for people like myself.
All right. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I'm not. As you're trying to explain what he said to you, I'm getting an emotion. So I just want to know what your emotion was. What did you think when you heard that explanation that you just tried to explain to me? What did you think? What did you feel?
Frustrated and disappointed. I've been with this team basically for 2.5 years, and we've had a lot of success. So yeah. It's hard to hear that no.
All right, I get that. I was looking for something else. Do you believe that gobbledygook?
I do, based on the fact that I've been told they're trying to convert me. They're trying to convert me for over a year and a half, and it just hasn't happened.
Okay, great. That's all I need to know. I really wanted to go off on this, but I'm glad I reserved judgment. It's gobbledygook. So the fact that you believe it, and by the way, folks, a lot of companies do this kind of stuff. I got to tell you, I think it's asinine. I think it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. The way you described it to me, I think it's ridiculous. It makes no sense at all. So it absolutely confirms that you need to move on. Number one, you've been told you have a lid on you.
Right.
So I'm the guy that doesn't try to remove the lid and kick the door down. That's really romantic on motivational posters. It kind of plays well in movies. In real life, it's kind of stupid. They just told you you're not going to pro. So I'm like, okay, fine. So I'm going to stay put because you need the income. You can't leave today, no matter how it makes you feel. And by the way, you're feeling the normal things. You should feel that way. And I hate that you feel the way. It sucks. But you got to be a big boy and keep your big boy pants on. And you start looking today. And you look for a place that isn't just a good fit for you now, but is a good place for you in the next that has a ladder that you can climb. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do. And I had a call this week with another company to get acquainted with them. And they said some pretty cool things.
Good.
I think the other thing is, I mean, I've been listening for a couple of years now.
Thank you.
Read your proximity principle. I think one of the things I struggle with is I don't know exactly what I want my dream job to be. I have a hard time nailing that down.
All right, let me ask you a question. So, okay. Yeah. This is great. I'm going to give you, have you taken my Get Clear career assessment?
I took your a while back. However, I got so stuck, I couldn't even finish it.
Okay, there's the problem. You didn't take the assessment. You took the career clarity guide, which was more of a worksheet.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, that was while I was developing the Ferrari. So you got in the Model T. I got a Ferrari now. I'm going to give it to you, okay? So when we put you on hold in a second, Amanda's going to give you a link to my Get Clear Career Assessment. It takes about 20 minutes. Answer the questions.
Okay.
And will you please do me one favor? Will you turn your freaking brain off? You're thinking too much. And I'm talking...
That's what my wife says, too.
Well, yeah, oh, I know. Trust me. I already knew I was right because I'm one of those people. I know when I hear it because I am an overanalyzer.
Mm.
I can take one comment, folks, and spin it into a novel. I'm recovering. So I'm not picking on you, bro. I feel your pain. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep, I do.
But I'm going to put you on the spot here. Because now we're getting into the good stuff. You started using my Career Clarity Guide, which is a little workshop. It's like talking to me on the phone. And you got so stuck, you stopped. And I think there's something, and I'm not going to try to solve this right now. I'm going to try to get to the real heart of the problem. The assessment will do the clarity for you. I want to know what from your past, an experience, a person, a combo, something in your past, I want you to own this for me right now, makes you doubt yourself. What is it?
I graduated from college with a degree in fine art, hoping that I could break into the gaming industry in my area. And ever since then, I haven't been able to. And I basically started working and haven't really found something that I really, really like to do. I found aspects of what I'm good at and what I like to do and work, but not necessarily
a
driving
purpose. Stop. You just lied to yourself right there, live. And everybody watching in the lobby, everybody listening, everybody viewing, heard it. You ready? I'm going to expose how you're lying to yourself. Okay?
Let's hear it.
You went to school to get trained, to get some experience, to move into the video gaming world, and you haven't broken in. You haven't gotten an opportunity, and so it's made you doubt everything, doubt yourself and everything else. And then you turn around and said, so, Ken, I just haven't found something that I really enjoy. That's a total lie. You know exactly what you do tomorrow. So let's just go ahead and finish this off. You ready? You ready to be honest with yourself and with the audience? You ready?
Yeah.
If qualification and connection didn't matter and I could wave my Ken Coleman Show pencil in the air and go poof and put you in a gig right now, what would it be? Say it.
It'd be a concept artist for a gaming company.
Boy, that was really hard. That rolled off your tongue so effortlessly. There we go. Now we got the real Dwayne. Now we got Dwayne on the line. Not this imposter who's acting like Dwayne. We got the real Dwayne. Dwayne. So go get a better day job where you've got an opportunity to make a little more money because mom is at home right now, and that's totally cool. And you redouble your efforts to get back in the video game industry. And you use the proximity principle. You said you got the book and you read it. How about commit to it? And don't freaking quit.
Will do.
Dwayne, listen to me. I got told one time to my face, after having been on the air in Atlanta, Georgia, the number 8 media market in the United States, and a program director who didn't know I was on the air because his host put me on the air, and he's sitting in his office playing Words with Friends and eating Twinkies, and he paid a power play. He said, you're not allowed to be on the air. And I said, why? Because I had some guts and I knew I belonged. He said, you don't have the talent to make it in a number 8 radio market. I did have the talent. I'm here now, big boy. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you get unstuck so that you can start moving forward on purpose, helping you win at work and in life, helping you make the income you dream of and also make the impact you dream of. It is possible. In fact, more possible now than ever, but you've not been taught that. You've been told, you've been taught, it's been modeled to most of you that a job is just something you do for a paycheck. I have to do it to live. And that's a bunch of crap. You actually were created to contribute through your work. Yes, we must work to provide, but we all should be working to contribute to make the world a better place. And you show me a man or a woman who is in their sweet spot. As I teach, it is using what you do best, talent, to do work you love, passion, to produce results that matter to you, mission. You show me a man or woman that has that alignment in their work, paycheck ain't going to be an issue, baby. I'm telling you, fulfillment, it's going to be there in buckets. Well, Ken, is it going to be hard sometimes? Yes. Have you heard the phrase, if you do what you love, you never work a day in your life? That's a bunch of crap too. I'm doing what I love and I'm working my fanny off. There are long days, there are hard days, but it doesn't even faze me. So let's just be real, shall we? 844-747-2577. Hey, let me tell you something. I've been telling you something for a while. This great resignation has been an unbelievable market for you, the job seeker. Demand is at an all-time high. People are moving around like crazy. Almost 20 million people have left their jobs in the last 4 months. I don't think it's going to slow down. So for those of you who are going, okay, Ken, I know what I want to do. I know what ladder I want to get on. You better be using my friends at ZipRecruiter. They're going to send you jobs that you didn't even know existed. They're going to send you jobs that fit you and your profile, and you can apply in one click, and it's free. Go today, ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken, no catch. Companies are paying ZipRecruiter for talent. That's you, my people. All right? ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. Go today. All right. Big stories. Let's get to it in the news. Boy, I really enjoyed seeing this pop across my desk. NPR headline, more than 1 million fewer students are in college. This is the lowest enrollment numbers in 50 years, according to new data released Thursday. U.S. colleges and universities saw a drop of nearly 500,000 undergrad students in the fall of 2021. The rest of that gap is in higher ed and extended learning, and then graduate level, rather, and then community colleges. This is a historic decline that continues. They quote a guy by the name of Doug Shapiro, who I'm sure is a nice fellow, who leads the research center at the National Student Clearinghouse. His quote, it's very frightening. Why is this frightening, Doug? Kids aren't enrolling for college. It's frightening. Ah! This is Doug. He's frightened. Why is Doug frightened? I don't understand why Doug is frightened. He goes on. The phenomenon of students sitting out college seems to be more widespread. Hey, Doug, it is. It's not just community colleges anymore. He goes on to say, this could be the beginning of a whole generation of students rethinking the value of college. Oh my, what are we going to do? He goes on to say, I think if that's the case, this is much more serious than a temporary pandemic-related disruption. I'm not picking on Doug, but folks, this is hysterical to me. I'll explain if you're not getting the joke yet. He goes on, the easiest assumption to make is that, they're out there working. Yeah, that's what they're doing, Doug. They're making money. Why is that frightening? So here's what's happened, Doug, and here's why it's not frightening. In the pandemic, we saw companies like Walmart and Target, Amazon jumped on board this train. They led the charge and they took the minimum wage for them. It's not a federal minimum wage increase, which I'm always against because I just think it should be a federal issue. I think companies in the free market economy will decide what they need to do, and they did. So once you have big time companies like Walmart, Target, Amazon, and I could keep listing on and on, Best Buy's doing it. Okay. Wells Fargo Bank is doing it. They're raising their minimum wage to a minimum of $15 an hour. So once that happens, that becomes a market reaction and things begin to move and other companies follow suit. So you want to know why you see all the help wanted signs on restaurants? Oh, we can't get waiters. We can't get cooks. We can't get dishwashers. I'll tell you why. Because they're going to other companies and they're making as much, if not more, than they would be on a 6 or 8 hour shift waiting tables. Do the math yourself. Minimum $15 an hour, 8 hours a day, and do a 6 hour shift and do your tips and whatever you get. I'm just telling you. By the way, you go to the really nice, expensive restaurants, which I like to do from time to time, they don't have help wanted signs out. They got plenty of waiters. Why? Because that waiter or waitress is making a whole lot more money. Because on a $300, $400, $500, $600, $700, $800, $1,200 meal, I'm just helping you all understand the math here. The tips on those are fantastic. But when we're looking at Chili's or whatever, pick the chain restaurant, you can't compete. So back to this issue of he's frightened that kids aren't going to college. Okay, two things are happening. One, these kids are hearing from their older siblings who went to college and went into debt and can't use the degree, and they're hearing from their siblings going, I'm not sure if it's worth it anymore. Then these kids who are dropping out, not coming back, are in college, and you told them they had to pay the same amount of money, but they had to do classes remote. And they were like, pfft. Then they see some of their friends who've started businesses right out of high school, coding or doing website design or whatever. And they're going, these kids aren't idiots. These kids have parents who are questioning the relevance of college. It's not what it used to be. You still need it for certain industries. For many, you do not. BethelTech.net. We have over 42 people from the Ken Coleman Show audience currently getting trained in technology by BethelTech.net. It's less than 15 grand and it's 9 months online. You can keep your full-time job, cash flow your way through it. And I just got a text the other day from Ryan, the CEO, Ryan Collins. We're about ready to get some great news of a couple of our first graduates and the kind of money they're going to be making and the big time raise. We're going to report it here on the show. I say all that to say, this isn't frightening, Doug. Kids are wanting to get money now. They can make money now, good money, and get prepared for their dreams. They don't want to take on the debt, and they see the data that college isn't as relevant as it used to be. This is why kids and enrollment is down. All right, moving on. What else we got? Oh, yeah, here we go. Supreme Court, we told you that the COVID vaccine mandate, which affects a lot of you, we've been getting emails from you, phone calls, social media updates. Ken, what do we do? My company's going to force the vaccine. You know, and by the way, companies can do whatever they want to do. The private companies can do whatever they want to do. But this federal mandate through OSHA that President Biden floated out in the last quarter of 2021, it went before the Supreme Court and they ruled on this late yesterday. The Supreme Court has stopped the Biden administration from enforcing a requirement that employers at large businesses be vaccinated against COVID-19 or undergo weekly testing. So, many people, both sides of the aisle, some people thought it was great, some people thought it was unconstitutional. It's gone to the high court of the land. What is this going to mean for some of you? Well, again, they left the exception open for healthcare workers. They're going to allow that. And so that's where we sit right now. How this will continue to play out. Private companies, again, can do what they want to do. But this was just the Supreme Court ruling on a federal mandate forcing companies to do it. So for some of you, that's good news. For others, you're terrified and freaked out and angry. Please don't send me any hate mail. I'm not going to read it. All right. Coming up next, we get to more of your calls. This is the Ken Coleman Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. We're helping you win in your work and in your life. Folks, I'm so excited about what we're bringing to you over the next couple of months and throughout the year. Some great guests as we work on that life piece. I want to help you in your marriage. I want to help you with your parenting. I want to help you in your mental health. I want to help you with your money. I want to help you with your nutrition. And I'm not the expert on all those areas, but I got some really smart friends who are. So Alex, the producer, is doing a great job. We're working on that. We're going to be bringing you some unbelievably powerfully practical content in those other areas. And I'm going to keep being your counselor, coach, and cheerleader so that we get you doing what you were created to do. And you're making more money than ever and experiencing more impact than you ever have at work. And I'm hoping that this begins to trickle down in your home. And we can save your kids from going down the path of wandering and keep your kids being the wanderers that they were created to be. Wanderers move around aimlessly. Alex, wanderers, they move forward intentionally because they're always seeking learning. We were born as wanderers. If you take issue with that and you have been a parent, think about how many questions your toddler asked you on a daily basis. As annoying as it was, they weren't trying to annoy you. They were trying to get to the bottom of everything because we're little wonder machines when we come into this world. Everything's exciting. Everything's new. And somewhere along the way, culture and life beats that out of us. I'm not going to go down quietly. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Waldorf, Maryland. Jesse joins us there. Jesse, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
Hi, Jesse. Boy, I love the juice you got. This is exciting. How can I help you?
I'm like super nervous. I put off calling for so long because I'm one of those people who always do that.
Okay, well, listen to me. It's okay to be nervous, number one. Number two, I'm going to take really good care of you. I've never lost a patient yet. Okay, what's up?
Okay, so trying to think of where I start. I'm pretty much my whole adult life, I've been trying to figure out what I should do for a living. And I'm not totally sure because I always jump around between like the same five things. And I'm always like, oh, I'm definitely going to do this for a little while. And I'm sure I'm going to do it. And then maybe a few weeks later, I'm like, no, I don't want to do that now. And I jump back to the other thing. It's usually always the same things. And I went to college for animation and everything. But I live in this area where, you know, that doesn't, you know, it doesn't even prosper where I live.
Got it.
It's just not a thing over here.
Sure.
And then I don't even know if I want to do it for sure either because I'm picky. And if it was animation, I'd only want to do my own characters and stories.
Okay, so let me ask you something really quick. So the fact that you have identified five things that you're interested in, and what's really cool is you just told us that you have in a cycle, you have bounced back and forth and kind of gone between all five of these things, kind of lose a little interest, or maybe you get a little distracted or whatever, whatever's going on there. I'm just curious, could you tell me very quickly? I've got two parts I want you to answer. First, I want you to answer, is there something about all five, well, I'm talking about the work itself and the results of the work that you enjoy, yes or no? All five, can you think of right now and go, you know what, Ken, all five of these, there's parts of it that I really love.
Yeah, okay. Definitely.
That's a great sign. Tell me what the five things are real quick. List them out for me.
Okay, so it's acting, voice acting, like drawing stuff related, photography, and then the most recent one was that I thought it'd be cool to do like shirt tee designs and all that stuff.
Okay, yeah. Great. All right, so here's what I heard. Acting, voice acting, art, photography, and then graphic design. That's what I heard. I'm trying to make it kind of great. Okay, do you see there's a massive creative thread there? The thread between all five of those things is you like to create with your mind and then see it come to pass. You see it ahead of time and you make it come to pass. That's what acting is. You kind of get into a role and then you take on the character and you kind of make it come true. Same thing with voice acting, drawing, photography. So I think you've got to realize that they're all basically the same thing and you got to stop hopping around. And I think what you got to do is realize that in all five of those, there's work you love, which I teach is passion, and there's a result that matters to you. Okay? And so what you've got to do is go, where can I win the most financially? And I'm going to put most of my focus on that side first, and then I might take one of those and do on the side. Stick with one for a while, make it work, and then add in one as a side hustle. I think you'll find some breakthrough. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. We're helping you win, win, win at work and in life, because I'm just going to tell you something. The reason we have so many relationship issues and so much stress and tension is because of crappy work environments, you not being fulfilled, not seeing an opportunity to win, and you drag that home. And then sometimes your life's a mess and you're dragging that to work. And they go hand in hand. So we want to help you here on the Ken Coleman Show. We want to help you make that income and experience that impact. Money and meaning, we're going to give you a whole lot more of it. Hey, two things I want to do. If you would indulge me for just a moment, we get a lot of great emails and social media posts that thank me. And I'm not reading these because I'm going to cut all the stuff they say to thank me. Because at the end of the day, here's the real truth. I don't do any of this for anybody. I might coach and counsel and cheer and you know, challenge and give something that somebody can use, but I don't do anything. So it's always nice when people send these thank yous and updates, but not because they're thanking me, but because they're making stuff happen. And I want to read two that came in today. One is a good size font. The other is really challenging my 47-year-old eyes. So for the first time in my life, this is a big admission for me. I'm now using the plus one readers at home, Joe. And this one right here, I'm going to have to do this number. So I'm going to go ahead and own that. People are going, why is he doing that? It's called age. Okay, the first one comes in from James. He said, Ken, I pre-ordered your latest book, From Paycheck to Purpose. I had also read The Proximity Principle. But with the book From Paycheck to Purpose, I also got your Get Clear Career Assessment. I did it with a lot of hope, but I will tell you that the bar was pretty low for me because I had taken assessments of similar scope before and they've been vague and they didn't help me at all. This one was totally different. I answered the questions honestly and I was shocked at how well it pegged me and how usable the output was. So he goes on to say a few things and he uses our resume templates that you can get at kencoleman.com. And he goes, I applied to a dream company. He says, much to my surprise, they called me 12 hours later with a request to be interviewed. He said, thanks to the language the assessment gave me, which is the purpose statement. We give you a purpose statement that really becomes your filter, becomes a compass for you. So you can begin to take your purpose statement and match it up with job descriptions. Go, okay, this makes sense. This is who I am. He said, thanks to all that, I used that language in the interview and I nailed it. He went all caps. Attaboy. He said, I was the fourth person interviewed out of 14 people and they were only looking to hire three. Rather than continuing the interview process and calling me back later, this is the moment, Joe, my new leader hired me on the spot. How about that? Would you like the job now, please? How great is that? Way to go, James. Last little thing here. He says, I can tell you that after 2 months in this job, I truly love it. Man, that's freaking fantastic. You want to know what gives me the juice? James. I got the juice because James got hired on the spot. All right, here's the one that I'm going to have to hold out here. This is from CJ. Ken, I write this as I prepare to show up for the first day of my dream job. I got goosebumps all over me right now. I was at my lowest point in my old job. I was trapped in a toxic work environment with nowhere to go but out. I had been listening to your show, and it was helpful, so I decided to take the assessment, and it was very accurate as to how I see myself. And so she just said, I want you to know it made me feel like I knew my top talents and I was able to hone in. And so she goes on to say other things And this was really interesting because I don't preach on the show and I'm never going to preach. But I am very clear that I believe God created us all, whether you are a person of faith or not. And I think it's very hard to deny intelligent design. And I lead most shows off by saying you were created to fill a unique role. And this is very interesting. By the way, she's got the dream job. You already got that. She goes, I want to note that I'm not a Christian in belief or practice. I share this with you so you know the assessment and resources work for a variety of people. So I thought that was very interesting. I didn't design this. None of my books, my show's not for Christians, for the record. My books aren't for Christians. The assessment is not for Christians. It's for everybody. And I mean that. I don't care what your political persuasion is. I don't care what your views on faith are. I don't care, quite frankly, who you love, your position on any social issue at all. I may disagree with you vehemently in person, and I share my views when I feel it is relevant. But I can tell you this, I don't care how you vote, who you love, what you believe, you were created to fill a unique role. You are needed, and you must do it. This we cannot argue about. And if you want to argue, I wouldn't argue with you anyway. How about that? All right, let's get to the job tip of the day. Amy was in our YouTube chat room. She says, hey, Ken, I'm learning how to be a director in my new role. I need to develop vocal speaking skills to communicate more effectively. Any recommendations on training, books, and podcasts? I love this question. Okay, there's a great book by a guy named Carmine Gallo, G-A-L-L-O, and he wrote a book called Talk Like TED. It's fantastic, and he basically analyzes the TED convention, which has taken over the world. Some of the leading thought leaders in the world are giving TED Talks, and they're dropping major ideas in 18 minutes, which blows people's minds that can be done, and it can be done. So I think there's some great practical tips there. I would also do one other thing. Start paying attention to people that you like to hear speak. Do they podcast their sermons or their talks? They're on YouTube, I promise. And I want you to watch and study the speakers that you like to listen to and take notes on what they do that you like. And that's going to allow you to begin to develop your own technique. Fantastic question. I love that. Because I'm going to tell you something. But if you are somebody who leads people and you have to communicate on a regular basis, whether you ever want to speak publicly or not, like I do, it doesn't matter. You need to learn the art of communicating. You just need to learn how to do it. So there's that. All right, let's do this. Let's pivot really quick to Rose in Lincoln, Nebraska. Rose, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello, Ken.
How are you?
I am doing really well. How are you?
I'm living the dream. I got about 2 minutes, and I think I see a big question here. What you got for me?
Well, I'm trying to decide if I want to pivot back to a previous dream job or keep going. I've been in education for 15 years. I tried real estate on the side, not really a salesperson. I am currently a K-12 school counselor, but elementary is not my thing. I really loved teaching music in higher ed, but I would have to get a doctorate for that.
So what's the dream job? What's the dream job that you're going? Because see, you already have a feeling. I think you're leaning pretty well one way or another. So what's the thing you're leaning towards doing and you want my confirmation?
Teaching music out of college.
Okay. Why wouldn't you do that? Give me one or two really good reasons as to why that would be a bad move for you.
Sorry, I get emotional.
That's okay. Let it go. Why are you crying? What's the emotion behind this?
It's about 6 years ago I had the dream job, and my husband got let go, and so we moved to a different part of the state. And I just haven't had that same passion since.
And you miss it.
Yeah, I do. I currently kind of coach some music students on the side.
Listen to me. Your heart just confirmed the question. You don't need my advice. You don't even need my opinion. Your heart just told you what the answer is. Should you go back, do everything you can to fix your life to a place where eventually you can get back into that role? What's the answer?
I don't know.
No, that's not true. Your heart just told you. Now, I think you've got some financial challenges. You probably got some other stuff going on that I can't break down right now, but here's the answer. You can get back there eventually, and you need to get back there eventually. On some level, whether it's on the college level or not, you have got to be teaching music, even if it's part-time, to get that heart pumping again. Love the call. You can do this. Hey, if you're currently watching The Ken Coleman Show, we're going to return in a moment with some great bonus footage. But for my listeners, you matter. You have what it takes. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Dr. John Deloney Show.
Hey good folks, this is John, host of The Dr. John Deloney Show. On this show, I talk to real people just like you who are wrestling through relationship issues, mental health challenges, annoying people. We're talking about anything and everything. I am here to walk with you, and it starts now.
Subscribe to The Dr. John Deloney Show wherever you listen to podcasts.